him out of his mind for the 3 months of their engagement. To Randall's credit, he tried to warn his brother. Wren had been in love for the first time in his life and wouldn't listen. Angie, meanwhile, had been looking forward to living a life of luxury. Wren chaired a mining company that was Fortune 500. That was in addition to the very profitable purebred Black Angus herd that graced the 1,000 acres of his ranch, and the champion seed bulls that commanded millions in sales of both young bulls and semen straws, which held bull semen, that were sold internationally. The bloodlines of his cattle were impeccable. The worst part of their broken engagement was that Wren had read all about himself on Angie's Facebook page. He'd had to buy a new laptop afterward, since he'd thrown the damn thing clear through a window out into the yard. One of the kindest things she'd said about him was that he was a clumsy, boring lover, and his hick ranch was a joke. Attorneys had taken care of Angie's lies online. He hadn't heard from her again. He hoped he never did. He was never letting another woman get close to him. Once burned, twice shy. Now he was being stuck with another one of Randall's women. It didn't put him in a sparkling mood. She wasn't going to find much fun here. He'd make sure of that.